Hi, everybody. It's Jim Bakiai. The podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. Well, you know, somebody said to me last week, they said, you know, like, where do you get your stuff? And I said, you know, I was talking to another fellow author. I can't believe I'm an author. And he doesn't podcast, though. You know, and I said, I feel like it's not much different than Jerry Seinfeld, right? It's, you don't have to look very far for the theater of the absurd. And the theater of the absurd is life. You know, you just see it every day. And sometimes you're just like incredulous. You can't actually believe it. And then the other thing I find, and I'm sure most people find this, is stuff is so obvious sometimes, like in companies or in our own happiness. It's just so obvious that, you know, there's a better way to do this. And for whatever reason, it doesn't get done, you know, and it's, I don't know whether it's they don't care or they think it's more expensive or, you know, and as I was advising one of my kids who's recently got a nice big promotion, we were talking about his people, and just like someone else had said to me, I said to him, Ed, it's all about people. Nothing else. If you have the right people in the right slots, and they're fully motivated and they're well paid, fairly paid, those people will, you know, run like a bot through a body, you know, and people say it. Ed gets it, and he's done some things that are really smart, and because he is. But you know, I see it all the time with people, right? I coach someone on something else, and I interviewed all his management team, and I said to him, do me a favor, rank your management team from top to bottom. And so he ranked them from top to bottom. And he said, well, what do you think? And I had them 100% the opposite way. I had the top guy at the bottom. And then as I started to pick away at the top guy, it's like, yeah, no, that's true. And you're like, okay, well, if you know all that's true, then how is he the top? He's the top because he's really good as a subject matter expert. But he's not in a role of subject matter expert. He's in a role of leadership. And he's in a role of working with other people. And so, you know, it's not that the person's bad or anything else, and I'm going to end up coaching him, which I'm really excited about doing. But it's that sort of perspective, you know. And I was thinking, you know, we've been in the hospital with my daughter this week at Toronto General Hospital, which is a fucking shit show. And my daughter got admitted, and she got put into a floor, a geriatric floor, because there's no beds, right? There's no beds. There's no doctors. There's no anything. Like the state of healthcare, I'm sure everybody knows, I didn't realize, is a disaster. And by the way, it's not the doctor's fault. It's not the nurse's fault. It's not the cleaner's fault. It's none of those fault. It's the fucking government's fault that they've allowed it to atrophy to the state that it's in. So the only bed she had was on a geriatric floor and in a room with four people who moaned and groaned all night long. Like one lady was 88, one was just about to turn 100 in June. And another was like in her 90s. And they just moaned all night. They were loud. Not their fault. That's who they are and everything else. And so it's not what I'm saying. But the sadness of it all was they were all alone. They were all alone. And there's nobody advocating for them. And they couldn't advocate for themselves. At least my daughter had me there to advocate, even though, you know, I probably drove all the people crazy, but I kept saying to people, you know, like, listen, I'm really sorry. I don't mean this to you, but like we haven't seen a doctor in 36 hours. And then I thought, you know, those poor women don't have anybody to advocate for them. And then I sort of was kind of thinking as I was lying in bed, because I wasn't allowed to stay overnight, the stress that everybody's under, those poor nurses, those poor doctors, those poor people in the hospital. I got depressed about it. I got depressed because I realized not just them, it's the weight of the pressure of everything that's going on. The weight of the pressure of the Ukraine, which please, please do not take it off the front page. Do not turn your eyes away from it. I mean, it needs to stay on the front page. The pressure of that, the pressure of the stock markets falling, the pressure of people's portfolios, the pressures of filling up your gas tank, you know, and spending $150 in your gas tank as opposed to $75 in your gas tank. And you may have to start spending $200. the pressure on everybody. And I sort of started trying to look for slivers of sort of happiness and you know, what makes you happy. And then I wondered, you know, are people out there tolerating unhappiness? Are they sort of, well, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, all of this stuff is all happening outside of me. It's all happening to me. And there's nothing I can do about it. And, you know, for me, I'm overweight. I'm out of shape. I'm all of those things. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to start working out. And I went and got an online coaching and online Pilates and, you know, trying to get the diet and stay. It's challenging, but, you know, I'm doing it. And I just said, no, I have to do this. It's not even about, to tell you the truth, it's not even about sort of getting in shape. I just need to do something for me. I need to find that little piece of time in the day. My wife needs it. My kids need it. Everybody needs it. But we get so caught up with so much crap. Where we work isn't functioning well. Where we live is too expensive. How we're living, you know, it's just this. And I've never seen anything like this, to be honest with you. This whole weight, it's like a massive black cloud over everything. And I think it's even, you know, I don't think it's sort of, obviously it's exacerbated by people that have less money, but I think everybody's unhappy. You know, I think everybody's unhappy, you know, and meanwhile, you have politicians running around, you know, saying the dumbest things and the stupidest things. And, you know, Peter Bethenthalvy, who's the Minister of Finance in Ontario, I've known him for 30 years. He's a spectacular human being and did a great job as Treasury Board Secretary, and he's done a great job. Pete actually cares about getting shit done and doing stuff. And I just don't get that same sense from the leaders that we have, and not just politically, but, you know, everywhere, right? Like someone that doesn't realize that TGH is just a disaster, right? That these poor people working there are working under horrendous, you know, and maybe they have constraints, and I understand those things. But instead of having demonstrations down there about stuff going on all over the rest of the world, why don't we have demonstrations about our healthcare system? Why don't we have demonstrations about how, you know, everybody I met, lovely people, just miserable, overworked, underpaid, underappreciated. And you can tell that it's a stressed environment because they have these big signs about intolerance of abuse or anything like that. Wherever the sign is, it's because people are abusing those people for some reason, not because of them, because they don't know them, because they're frustrated and they're angry and they just have no outlet. You know, I must have gone to that front desk 100 times. My poor daughter was like beside herself and they didn't have an answer and they didn't know where to go for an answer. And I felt so deeply sorry for them. So I guess at the end of the day, you got to grab some time. You got to grab some time and you got to really be selfish and you got to focus on you. Focus on doing something that makes you happy. I don't care if it's walking. I don't care if it's knitting. I don't care if it's sports minded. I don't care what it is. But find that little part of your day just for you. And don't say, I don't have the time. Make the time. Because the weight of mental illness, you know, we talk about the mental illness of people that are mentally ill, but there's a whole tail end of people that are mentally ill at a variety of degrees. And it all starts with fundamental unhappiness. And as I like to say, you know, we're our own liquor control board. We're our own happiness board, right? We can't rely on other people to make us happy. We have to make ourselves happy. And a happier self is a better relationship person as well, whether it's personal, whether it's friendship, whether it's business-wise. So just don't give it away, right? Don't give it away to, there's nothing I can do about this. There is something you can do about it. And it's one step at a time, one step after another step. The last thing I want to talk about, I seem to always say that these days. I have one thing and then I go to the last thing, Katie. The last thing I want to talk about is this human capital crisis is real. And I posted an article about not the great resignation, but in fact, sort of follow up on that. Maybe everybody's not resigning, maybe they're just going to get paid 20, 30, 40% more somewhere else. And this chasing of people that's going on, their pool of people is shrinking and the demand for people is expanding and everybody's throwing money at it. And yeah, money is important, but I think if we could start to think about what's at their core, like if you said to someone, we'll give you some money, but the other thing we'll do is we'll let you work for 4 days, or we'll give you 2 more weeks vacation, or, you know, something that could really benefit them. Because, you know, every time you give somebody money, the first thing everybody always says is, wow, shit, it's nothing after tax, right? Oh, you gave me $1,000, it's $500 after tax, right? But if you gave them something more tangible, if you started to think about this creatively, right? What is it that means something to you, Katie? You know, like to you, travel means something, right? You'd like to go places and travel. So how could you do that? Then you'd want more time, right? And, you know, if you could work 4 days a week, you might do something else. You might volunteer. You might do something. You just might have more time with your family and friends, right? And so I encourage people that are running companies and corporations and everything else to think creatively around this talent war, right? It's not just about money, because once you pay them a little more money, someone's going to pay them a little more than the more. And you're just on a treadmill and it's just going faster and higher. So unless you actually take the time to understand that it's not an across the board thing, right? Not everybody wants. Some people say, hey, fuck off, give me the money, right? I don't care. But if you said to someone, here's the choice. I give you more money. You can take a day off. I pay you the same amount. Or you can take an extra 2 weeks of vacation. I pay you the same amount. And, you know, I just saw Goldman Sachs, you know, sort of said to their group of people that they could take as much vacation as they wanted. And isn't the goal at the end that the work gets done? That the work gets done. And if the work gets done, then what do you care how it gets done? What do you care if they do it in 4 days, they do it in 5 days? What do you care if they're in the office or they're not in the office? And the reality is, even when they're on holidays, people are on their phones and on their templates and everything else, right? So let's think about creativity and let's think about how to make people happier in their lives. What can we do to help them, not make them happy, help them be happier themselves? Let's contribute to that. So that's the challenge for this week. Think about your employees. Think about what they might like as opposed to a $1,500 raise. Not saying that that's not great. Some people would go, hey, boom, you know, it's fantastic. But other people might go, I really want the raise, but I really like to not work Fridays or Mondays, right? Or Wednesdays or whatever it is, right? So that's the challenge this week. Sorry about the rant and rave. I know I've been ranting and raving a lot more. Maybe I'm on the cusp of needing a little off time as well. But the podcast is Be You. The world will adjust. Hopefully you had a great Victoria Day weekend. Thanks.